I was walking down the beach in San Onofre. It was such a beautiful day. The wind was blowing through my hair. The waves, they chased my cares away. And the sun danced in the morning sky. When you're driving through LA, watch the cliffs below on beautiful
Laguna's Three Arch Bay.
When you're down in New York City and the sky turns gray and you're nearly froze, think of California, yeah, yeah. Look at the orange groves, the taste of grapefruit from a grapefruit tree. Feel the loveliness and beauty of that.
It doesn't get better than that. 9:31 the time, and a very good morning to you. The Mornings with Ed show. And that song, we're talking about California Feeling. Al Jardine off his latest, which is called A Postcard from California. Al's going to be at the Coach House here in San Juan Capistrano this coming Friday night. And not only do I have a couple of tickets and an opportunity for you and a guest to go, but I've got a personalized signed album. And right now it is my honor to introduce you to Mr. Al Jardine, founding member of the Beach Boys. How are you, Al?
Oh, thank you, Ed. I'm great. I'm watching a beautiful California sunrise right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would figure that every day of your life is a beautiful California sunrise.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. That song we just heard called California Feeling. Man, if you don't nail it in under 3 minutes, I don't know who does. That's a beautiful song. Tell me about that.
Well, my very good friend and partner, Brian Wilson, wrote that on the spur of a moment. You might say.
Okay.
He has these impulses that are kind of amazing.
Right.
And because the lyricist, fellow named Steve Kalinich, actually wrote the lyrics, which I thought were quite beautiful.
Right.
And it inspired Brian to, in that moment, to, you know, just sit down at the piano and, you know, play the lyrics, literally.
Well,
that particular recording, which I find fascinating because it's so deep with a feeling,
right,
you know, a California feeling.
Yes.
And I'm still, yeah, it just amazes me that those lyrics and that melody just happen to come together, kind of like other things that Brian's written in the past, like Surf's Up and, you know, another one of my favorites from the Smile album.
Right.
These are amazing compositions, yeah. Anyway, it's a tribute to the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I can't tell you how much we are looking forward to your show this coming Friday night at the Coach House. And I'm telling everybody within listening distance, I'm walking up to strangers and tapping them on the shoulder. If you see any show this year, see Al Jardine at the Coach House, man. I'm telling
you.
No, thank you. You just finished touring. You just did something great from 68 with Brian Wilson and the Zombies, and then you just jump right into the Endless Summer Tour.
Yes, we did. We literally just covered the whole country in about a week. No, well, a month. Like 2 months, but it was quite an extended journey, and I was surprised at how many people knew that those particular songs from those particular albums that we did in the late 60s, which weren't hit albums.
Right.
They weren't, you know, big hits, but they were, you'd call them, I guess, rearranged. It was like a turning point for the Beach Boys, and we were doing the kind of more thoughtful and respectful songs, and, you know, introspective and inward thinking kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's beautiful. Everybody loved them.
Right.
So it was, and the zombies were great too, and we enjoyed each other's company. So yeah, I just got back, and so the coach house is a whole different kind of thing. I mean, the trio I'm doing called, it's called the Endless Summer, well, trio, I guess, and we basically do a lot of those deeper cuts,
right,
and tell the stories about how we made the music.
That's why I should tell everybody right now, they're calling it a solo storyteller concert, and that's exactly what it is. It's telling stories, and you do that amazingly.
Well, thank you. We played Coach House last year, as a matter of fact, and to a full house, and it was great. I mean, people love the stories, and we also play the music pretty good too, so don't forget that.
Now your son Matt is part of the band, right?
Yes, he is. Thanks.
All right.
He's my Brian Wilson.
All right. Now have you, as the father of a son who probably has a very young age, I imagine you handed him a guitar at a really young age. Is that how that worked and said, here?
No, actually not. He was our assistant road manager for years,
right,
in the Beach Boy band in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And so so he learned the music by ear, really, right, just being there. And then when we needed a high voice, like those beautiful high notes that are in the Beach Boys music, Carl and I kind of looked at each other and said, he's ready. He's not going to be doing luggage anymore. He's going to be on stage singing and playing.
Right. Now, you are a magnificent, you play a magnificent guitar. We all know that. And you play just about every stringed. Is there a stringed instrument that you haven't played?
Yeah, thank you. I'm not a stringed instrument player, really, in the terms of the orchestral strings. But my mother was a violinist and grandfather, and so that runs on that side of the family. But I picked up the guitar at an early age when rock and roll and doo-wop was happening, in my high school. And so that's how Brian and I got together, because we enjoyed the same kind of music. So yeah, I went into the guitar business, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And Brian, of course, plays beautiful piano, so it all kind of worked.
Now, your father was a teacher, and you were almost a dentist. Am I crazy, or did you almost become a dentist at one time?
Well, I almost became a doctor of a lot of things. But fortunately, the doctor of music rescued me from my college years. We both went to the same college. Brian and I both, doctor of music, meaning Brian, of course. Brian and I went to El Camino College down in Torrance there, Southern California. And so he rescued me from the pre-med program. Let's put it that way.
And, it gave the rest of the world a gift, man. Thank you very much for rescuing you from that program. The rest of us got the gift out of that.
Thank you, Brian, really.
Now, and I told this to my audience a little earlier, I consider the greatest cover song ever to be your rendition of Sloop John B.
Oh, yeah.
What is it when you heard the Kingston Trio's version? What is it about that song? And it was your suggestion to cover it to the band. So what was it that you heard in that song that you thought, yeah, we can do this?
Yeah, I can't actually remember other than the fact in 64, we were pretty much had a head of steam going. We had just recorded a couple of big records, recordings, and I thought that our style, if we just applied ourselves to that particular song, could even make that song even bigger and better than the Kingston Trio version. Right. And that particular song is actually an American folk song that goes back 100, 200 years. Nobody really knows who wrote it.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that's in the American, icon,
right,
iconic, the library. It's literally in the Library of Congress. It was salvaged out of all kinds of old recordings. So I thought, if they can do it, why can't we do it? So sure enough, I came up with a couple of chord changes that changed the whole darn thing, and then Brian produced this amazing track. I mean, I was blown away by the Wrecking Crew and what they did on that song. It was just amazing. So, and then we sang the heck out of it. So
yeah,
ended up on Pet Sounds.
And it is for all of us, it is the Beach Boys song. And all due respect really to the Kingston Trio for having, but it is really for us, it's a Beach Boys song. I hear it, I think only the Beach Boys, man.
I do a little storytelling on that if anybody is interested. I play both versions on the stage, and I show how we segue from one one generation to the next kind of thing. It's kind of fascinating, really.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, that's going to happen this coming Friday night at the Coach House. You got to get your tickets. And I've got a couple of tickets for listeners right now. If you text the word Al, it's that easy. A-L. Text the word Al to 949-715-5936, 949-715-5936. You and a guest are going to go see Al Jardine live at the Coach House Friday. You'll also get a personalized signed album. How do I get in on this stuff, man? You'll get a personalized signed album as well as you and a guest going. So go ahead and text the word Al right now to that number. I need to ask you about the album, A Postcard from California. There is just beautiful music all over this album. Tell me about the putting together of the album, if you would, Al.
Boy, that was a labor of love. I don't know. I just got all my old friends together and people that were generous enough to give me their time to make the album. Even Alec Baldwin is on one of the tracks that I think celebrates the California feeling as much as the song you just played, California Feeling. It's called Tide Pool Interlude.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful piece of music. And I think maybe the state of California should put that in their advertisements from now on. I'm glad you mentioned it, or someone mentioned it.
Well, it was either you or me. One of us did, and I'm glad one of us did.
It's a beautiful piece. Thanks. And in the Hearst Castle experience, you know, driving up and down the coast, which is really what it's all about, is an experience driving Coast Route 1. And I love that one called San Simeon, the song on there called San Simeon. And then there's just a couple of cover songs from a Beach Boy or two songs from the album. And, yeah, it's just Steve Miller helped me on Help Me, Rhonda. And Brian Wilson helped me on a thing called, that we recorded together called Hushabye, but it's not Hushabye. Honking Down the Highway, it's okay. Called. Really a fun little song. I mean, all kinds of good stuff on there, so thanks for asking.
Oh, anytime. And thank you. Now, Help Me, Rhonda. You wrote Help Me, Rhonda. Is there a Rhonda? Did she exist?
No, I did not write it.
My apologies.
I asked Brian about that very question myself, and he said, no, she was just a fiction in his mind.
Okay.
Yes. He had this idea and kind of went with it, and it took a couple of different times to record. We recorded it twice because the first time didn't quite work. You know, it was a nice album cut, but we went back in and it made it better. You know, had a much more rock and roll feel, great chorus, and it went to number one. And I guess 65 was it something? Like,
yeah,
really an amazing year for us.
Right. Well, you've had an amazing run of years, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And you'd think, okay, well, maybe he'll slow down. About 9, 10 years ago, well, maybe he'll slow down. No. So what an amazing run you've had. Now, what happens after the Endless Summer Tour? Are you going to take a break? Are you going into the studio for more music?
We're slowing down now, yeah, because towards the end of the year, usually this is the time when, you know, things just start to, you know, start to think about the holidays. And we did a Christmas tour last year, Brian and I, but this, we're not going to, probably we'll wait for a year and then do it again maybe, but this time the end of summer tour is going to, my little trio is going to do a couple of shows a month right now, just to stay, you know, sharp. Mm. And then we'll start getting serious next year in 2020 after probably in the early spring.
All right. Well, if anyone has ever stayed sharp, my friend, it is you who has stayed sharp. Al Jardine with a show this coming Friday night at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. If it's not you that wins the tickets I just offered, then you need to go get your tickets immediately. And Al, I just want to say on behalf of everybody here, we love you, man. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Well, thank you, Ed. That was a great interview, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather.